right, so we've seen this type of thing already in our example of the Jacobi iteration. In this case here, we here have an example of U equals scalar fact times U minus AVG, where AVG is another scalar, U is an array, so this takes every element of the, such a command takes every element of the array U, subtracts the number AVG, the average from the array, and multiplies by a scale factor fact. So this is quite elegant. Notice, so I mean this shows that arrays are treated in a very first class fashion. And another, of course, another useful feature of Fortran compared to other languages is that things like complex are again treated seriously, which is a deficiency of most other languages. There are many scientific applications where you do need the variables to be complex, and it's very inconvenient to set up complex as a data structure, because again, that that means that complex is somehow treated differently from real, because it has to be a special type of data structure. So here we have various intrinsics, something like square root of A. Here we've taken a section of A, so A, 1:100 is another array, is a, whatever the original dimension of A is, a, is an array, so square root of that generates an array of length 100 whose elements are the square roots of the original elements of A. Sum is one of these reduction operators which returns a scalar, which is just the sum of all elements of A. Size is an example of an array query intrinsic, which tells you in this case here the first dimension of A. So the one here is the dimension. So if A was two-dimensional, size A of 2 would give you the second dimension of A. Up here we have an example of something we looked at of actually to calculate the average, supposing in the Jacobi's iteration this was two-dimensional. The average would just be the average of the values of U to the left and the right and up and down, and so that's what's done with the C-shift operation here. So 1 is the first dimension, we shift by 1 in the x direction, here minus 1 in the x direction, 1 in the y, and minus 1 in the y. So this third argument of C-shift is the dimension in which to shift, which is in this case either x or y or equivalently 1 or 2. So these are array operations. They produce a new array which is shifted in the designated dimension by the amount here, this integer here. Right, so that's arrays.